We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. It's Monday, start of the week. Had a good weekend. I hope you guys did too. Let's get to more of that here in just a second. Currently, man, it's just all of Western Oklahoma and out in the Texas Panhandle. It's in the 60s. It's a beautiful day out there. 66 at Slapout, 63 at Cherokee, 64 at Butler, 63 at Hollis, capital of Harmon County, 64 at Hobart. Out here in the Panhandle, we have 62 at Lipscomb, 60 at McLean, 60 at Wellington, and Odell down there across the Red River Bridge, 65 degrees. So anyway, hope everybody had a great weekend. I was pretty busy. End up taking up some hot wire for the hogs that we put around the corn. And while I was down there, I did a little bit of quail hunting. It was opening day quail hunting. I didn't take the dog with me. I was busy taking down fence and didn't have time to babysit. She's just a pup, getting ready to be 8 months old. But quail was pretty decent. It was fun, and that was it. I heard buddies out finding somebody said that at Black Kettle Grasslands at the BLM last year, they was 50-55 cars at the opening morning. They was over 150 this year. So anyway, busy restaurants were probably pretty busy in Cheyenne, if I was guessing right, and raiding. So anyway, good times there. I will tell you something that I discovered this weekend. I planted 100 something acres of triticale. But anyway, in the no-till land with coverage, had cover on it, it came up. And 48 hours later, the conventional tilled ground came up. And first thing you're going to say is because it was tilled, it was planted deeper. Well, not true. On a true no-till drill with the press wheels and all the wheels that's on there, it might let it go a quarter inch deeper or better. You adjust your hydraulic pressure on whatever type of soil you got on. And I planted them the same depth. So anyway, 48 hours difference. The tilled land came up 48 hours later. So just a FYI for you, and you do the math on that, see what comes up. But anyway, well, let's see what's happened overnight in the ag world. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading and amid large purchases of U.S. supplies, mostly by China. The Asian nation, the world's largest importer of soybeans globally, bought 1.04 million metric tons from U.S. suppliers for delivery in the 23-24 marketing year, according to the USDA. An unnamed country called John Doe purchased 662,500 tons from the U.S. on Thursday, says USDA. On Wednesday, the government announced separate sales of 433,000 tons to China, 132,000 tons to an unknown destination, John Doe destination, and 344,000 tons received in the reporting period to an unnamed John Doe buyer. The agency also reported sales of 270,000 tons of corn to Mexico. I don't know if that's GMO or non-GMO. All that followed the sales of 110,000 tons of soybeans to China, announced last Tuesday. U.S. soybean prices remain competitive for now as Brazilian producers plant their fields. Farmers in the South American country generally harvest soybeans from March through May, according to the USDA. Overnight, the soybean futures for January delivery rose 6 pennies to $13.53 a bushel. Overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal was up $5 to $454.40 a short ton. And honestly, after 2.5 years doing this show, that's the highest I've seen that. And soy oil dropped 0.77 cents to 50.43 cents a pound. Corn for December delivery overnight was up a quarter cent to $4.64 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 4.75 to 5.75 a bushel. And Kansas City futures lost 5.75 cents to $6.34 a bushel. Agriculture export values in the 23 physical year that ran through September 30th declined, while import values increased a little bit. According to data from the USDA, the value of agriculture products from the beginning of October of 2022 through the end of September were reported at $178.7 billion. That's down from $196.1 billion a year earlier. Import values, however, came up about 0.6% to $195.4 billion. Exports of corn was the second biggest decliner, behind only vegetable oils, with the value falling 32% to $13.1 billion. Cotton fell 28%. Wheat export values were down 21%, and soybeans were down 2% year over year. The volume of corn exports fell 32%, wheat shipments dropped 14%, and soybeans declined 7%. Mexico was the biggest buyer of U.S. corn by volume in the fiscal year through September, purchasing 6.5 million metric tons of grain from the U.S. That's down a little bit year over year. China was the largest customer for U.S. soybeans, buying 32.2 million metric tons. That's up from 29.5 million a year earlier. Mexico also purchased the most wheat at 3.04 million metric tons. That's down from 4.08 million tons during the fiscal year of 2022. Dry weather may lead to wildfires in parts of northwestern Kansas, southern Nebraska, and northeastern Colorado. According to the National Weather Service, red flag warnings have been issued for the region today, as winds will be sustained from 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 40. Humidity will fall as low as 15%. And extreme and unpredictable fire behavior. Any fires that start may rapidly grow and spread out of control. Southern parts of South Dakota also will increase fire risk today, may face it anyway. Above normal temperatures, windy conditions, and low humidity ranging from the mid-20s to the mid-30s are in the forecast, according to the National Weather Service. I did look at the Oklahoma Forestry Department deal they sent out this morning, email they sent out here. Matter of fact, I'll just open it up for you right here. And it says, for Oklahoma, dry conditions and above normal temperatures will prevail this week. We're about 10 degrees above normal. Although fire danger is expected to remain moderate, given good overnight moisture recovery, light to moderate winds, and the lack of concerning wet bulb depression, looks like everything will be all right. So just be careful out there. According to the Forestry Department in western Oklahoma, rangeland fuels will support a brief period each afternoon where head fires of spread will range from 60 to 95 feet per minute, with flame lengths approximately to 8 foot. Short duration increases in intensity should be expected when brush jump juniper fires are involved, with winds are in alignment with both fuel and topographic. How about that? Anyway, so not big deal, but still be careful out there. And like I said, there's no wind in the forecast to speak of for this week, but you guys know how all that can change. So be careful out there. Keep an eye on the mesonet. if you are going to burn some brush piles or something like that, check the mesonet if the wind's going to be up the next day or in the next few days. Make sure your fires are completely put out. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Coming up, I'll have you some up-to-date market reports. I got some report from Oklahoma and Texas on the sale barn receipts from last week, which they were up considerably in Oklahoma, almost 40,000 head, so almost, not quite. And then I've got the Elk City FFA chapters. I'm going to be in here about 12:30 to talk about their upcoming project. Tomorrow I should have Brandon Hickey on from 12:15 to 12:30. And then who is going to be? Oh, Brent. Brent Menner is going to be in here to talk about the Heifer Show coming up Elk City this weekend. Lots to do this week already. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 3rd. 2,765 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 360 brought 332.50. 4 at 421 brought 325. 5 at 484 brought 292. 11 at 513 brought 276. 10 at 604 brought 253. 9 at 744 brought 230. 7 at 803 brought 229. 5 head of heifers at 481 brought 252. 4 at 508 brought 250. 7 at 528 brought 235, 15 at 587 brought 213, 9 at 612 brought 235, butcher cows were 51 to 119, butcher bulls brought 88 to 120, bred cows were 860 to 2125, pairs brought 1050 to 2000, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All
Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in our studio, we are 64.2 degrees. Humidity is at 50%. No rain so far this month. Anyway, hopefully that changes coming up. Looks like seeing on the Long Ranger this coming Sunday, we got a 50-60% chance of some rain. Be just right on everything to get it there. There's a lot of things growing with this warm weather going on. Wellington, Texas, 61 degrees. Humidity is at 68. Dew points at 50. The winds are out of southeast at 5 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 12 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, none. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 56 degrees. I had an interesting text come in just during the break, so I want to share it with you. The two mornings 2 weeks ago at 23 degrees froze the moisture 2 inches. But when I had cover, wasn't even frost. Where I had cover wasn't even frosty. My take is the no-till ground holds its heat in longer in the fall and helps you help your triticale come up faster. But it will hold the cool in longer too, also in the spring. Thank you very much for your input. Also, I've been corrected. Hollis is not the capital of Harmon County. It is Benson. Whatever. Anyway, Benson is the makeshift, kind of like Guthrie's the capital of Oklahoma, but it's really Oklahoma City. So I guess that's their argument down in Benson, Oklahoma. Population. What is the population for Benson? Text that in to me. I don't even know if there is a population. But let me know. I'd appreciate it. Okay, let's go up. Let's check on some commodities real quick. December corn, 473, up over 9 pennies today. March is 489. May is 498. Soybeans for November is 1364, up over 30 cents. January is 1378. March is 1390. December soybean meal, 474, up $24.90. January's 458.10, March is 442.70. Soybean oil is down, though. It's December at 50.93, down quarter of a cent. January's 50.10, and March is 50.02. Hard red winter wheat is basically steady. December 640, March 650, May 656. Cotton is in the green here finally. It needs to climb back up quite a bit, to be honest with you. My screen went blank on me. December 77.70, up 0.38. March is 79.70, up 0.20. May is 80.46. Let's see here. West Texas oil, December 78.26 a barrel, up $1.09. January 78.20, up $1.05. And then natural gas, December 313, it's up. January is 334, and February is 328. And NASDAQ and S&P are in the red. Dow is up a little bit. And then let's go to live cattle. December live cattle up 92 cents at 175.10. Cattle took futures anyway, took a hit last week. February is 170.05. And April is 177.45. November feeders, 230.47, up 75 cents. January is 227.87, up $1.45. March is 229.82, up $1.20. Lean hogs for December, up $1.47 at 73.37. And February, 76.85, up $1.27. April, 82.42, up 90 cents. There you have it. Okay. Let's start in Texas. Receipt from the sale barns last week. Feeder cattle, slaughter cattle, replacement cattle. Total receipts, 5,883 compared to 5,392 the week before. But last year, they had over 7,000 head go through the sale barns. Compared to last week, steer and heifer calves traded $5 to $15 lower. Yearlings were not well tested. Trade activity was moderate on light to moderate demand. The feeder cattle and live cattle index took major losses this week, curbing receipts and prices. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady. Supply was 84% feeder cattle,
three for, what do we got here? Feeder cattle. There we go. Then had too many parentheses going on there. 13% slaughter cattle and 3% replacement cattle. Just a few numbers in the steer column here, and the big state looks like the 3 to 4 weights were bringing up to 325. The 4 to 5 weights were bringing as much as 318. The 5 to 6 weights were bringing up to the highest I see here was the lighter 5 weights brought 285, and some heavier 5 weights brought 269. And then the 6 to 7 weights were bringing up to 249. 7 to 8 weights, the 239 is the most I've seen. And then some 8 weights brought 220. And that was on the steers. Okay, let's go to Oklahoma. And total receipts from last week was 35,646 compared to 12,580. A week before that, they missed a week. They didn't have any reports last week. Last year, there was 40,934 head went through there. Compared to last week, feeder steers sold $1 to $5 lower. Feeder heifers traded $4 to $10 lower. Steer and heifer calves $9 to $15 higher as moisture and record warm weather sparked grazing demand for calves. Demand for yearlings moderate to light. Sharp declines on both the CME live cattle and feeder cattle contracts throughout the week caused limited demand on feeders. Weaned calves demand remains was good. Unweaned calves moderate. Slaughtered cows sold $1 to $5 lower. Slaughter bulls $4 to $5 lower compared to last week's light test. Demand was moderate. Supply included 88% feeder cattle, 11% slaughter, and 2% replacement. Here's some, just some, go through some steers here. We got 3 to 4 weights. There's some 387s I seen, but that was value added. But for the most part, there was some fancy brought 382, but for the most part, 358 could have been the highest on normal sales. 4 to 5 weights, 360. 5 to 6 weights, 312. How about that? That was value added, but anyway, 312.50 on some 517 pounders, 295 on some fancy 563 pounders, and 296.50 on some 569s with some value added. 6 weights, value added 280 on some 626. Unwings brought 267. 7 to 8 weights, looks like 241 was the high end on that. 8 to 9 weights was 230. And then some 9 weights brought up to 218, and some 1,000 weights, anything over 1,000. There was some to weigh in 1,090, brought $1.78. Heifers, they're still pretty high. They was, until I just lost them. There they go. Some 3 to 4 weights up to 306, some 4 to 5 weights up to 292.50. And some 5 to 6 weights up to 277.50 was the high end on those. And so they're still doing good. That's them heifers I'm talking about. 6 to 7 weight heifers were bringing up to 245. And some 7 to 8 weight heifers, 229 was top end. And 8 weight heifers, 213.50 was the deal. All right, coming up this Saturday, November 18th. At 11 a.m., the Hobart Stockyards Fall Replacement Sale. Looks like they're going to have a 103-year-old second calf purebred Red Angus calving starting in February for 90 days. 50 Red Angus heifers, AI to range master, start calving February for 60 days. 19 purebred Angus heifers, AI to full house, and 17 purebred Angus heifers, bred to TCA Willie. 10 Red Angus heifers ready to breed, 850 pounds. 27 Hereford pairs, 4 to 5 year olds with 300 pound calves out of Davis bulls. Bred back to Angus plus Sim bulls. 8 Angus first calf pairs, 1 to 2 year olds. And then 25 Angus cows, 2 to 5 year olds, 1200 pounds bred to black and red Angus bulls. Also, there'll be 20 breeding age bulls. Call Mr. Rex Fleming
at 580-331-8547 for more information. They have many more consignments, so it's going to be a big sale. Bred cows and heifers will be at it before sale date. You can also bid online. You don't have to go, but I promise you, you'll have free lunch down there for that sale. And if you're really busy bidding, Rex will bring it up to you for you. You can also register at lmaauction.com. Just download the LMA Ringside app. How about that? There we go. Well, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour today. When you're a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you also get to be part of the many ways that cattlemen give back. The charitable arm of the OCA is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. The OCF distributes over $25,000 in scholarships each year, organizes intern programs, pays out theft rewards, and has collected and paid over $1.5 million in natural disaster relief for wildfires and flooding. The OCA also hosts an annual WRCA-sanctioned ranch rodeo exclusively for Oklahoma ranch teams. Over $600,000 of the proceeds of this event has been given to benefit the Children's Hospital Foundation. That's wonderful. It's always a great day to become a member. To become a member, go to www.okcattlemen.org or call Miss Lori Campbell at 580-273-5137. We're going to take an OCA break. When we come back, there's no telling what we're going to talk about, but hopefully the kids from the Elk City FFA get here and we can talk with them on their future project they got coming up. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
What's it like having unlimited internet from Sparklight? It's like bellying up to an all-you-can-see digital buffet and indulging in endless cat videos without getting a single data cramp. And now, Sparklight's ultra-fast, reliable internet includes unlimited data at no extra charge. Get 300 meg internet for just $39.95 a month for 18 months. No contracts, free installation. Call 888-998-8630. Sparklight, a new breed in high speed. Limited time offer. Regular rate of $70 a month applies after promotional period. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
SEI Agritech excited to announce construction is beginning at the SEI Agritech Center in Elk City for their new product line. They'll be blending LNC feed with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. This will be the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City will be opening their new facility in the near future at their current location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, you can give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, my FFA kids are in the house. Anyway, first, let's do the Northwestern Oklahoma agriculture forecast. I've picked Sealing. It's 66 degrees there. Dew point's 44. Humidity's 46%. Winds are out of the south-southeast at 11 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. 10-day rain total, 0.02 inches. For people in Roger Mills County, that's 21/1000ths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 54 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.8. Sunset at 5:30. Today, 67. Tonight's 38. And tomorrow, 66 degrees. Okay, in the house with me is the Elk City FFA chapter. Let's start with you, young man. Introduce yourself.
My name is Luke Friesen. I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
My name is Johnny Rogers, and I'm a sophomore as well.
Okay.
My name's Aubrey Shelton. I'm a junior.
Okay.
My name's Reese Robbins. I'm a sophomore.
My name's Carson Price, and I'm a senior.
All right. Cool. Anyway, so you guys, how's it? Did Elk City go to the National this year? She did. Look at her. She's got that smile. How was that?
It was good.
A little bit closer.
It was good.
It was good? Learn anything?
Yep.
What'd you learn?
We took 11 kids this year with us.
Okay. And was it your first trip?
Yes, sir.
And how'd you like it?
It was pretty fun.
There's a million blue jackets up there, wasn't there?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, did you guys meet any new friends?
Yep. I think I met somebody from every single state this year.
Oh, really? And so which one's your most favorite person you met?
I really like the South Carolina people.
Why?
They're pretty cool.
Why?
They got a cool accent.
Because their tone in their voice?
Yeah.
That Southern Bales talk?
Yep.
Okay. And so did you find out any, did you learn anything up there that you hadn't learned on the local level yet?
Yeah, I learned a lot about self-confidence there.
Okay.
And me getting out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Talking to new people.
Oh, well, that's the most important. If you're going to be an FFA, you need to get out of your comfort zone. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
You'll be more successful. So one of our local Mr. Miller got national FFA chapter degree, right?
Blake,
yeah.
American FFA degree.
Yeah. So anyway, that put Elk City on the map a little bit in the state anyway. Because I had him on the show, I don't know, it was 3 or 4 months ago. So, anyway, he did good. So, are you guys going after that? Are you going to go after the national deal?
Yes,
look at
sir.
You. You guys are duds. She's the go-to person in this crowd. So, anyway, well, you guys got a project coming up. So, tell us all about it.
Us two are working on Chiminea. We're welding it, and we're about finished. We've been working on it for about 2 months. Everybody's sort of working on their own projects, usually groups of two or three, and we're working on stuff for the ag project and for OIE.
All right. So what do you? So these projects you're doing, are you going to do anything with them?
After we take them to OIE. What?
We'll sell them.
Oh yeah, we're selling them at the auction.
Right.
The 30th.
At OIE, or here?
We sell them at the auction here.
Here. Yeah, okay.
At the Civic Center. Yeah.
So. Anyway, so what else? You had the chimney, and what else you got going there?
Looks like we have a Unity trailer, and
the utility trailer and the hay bale feeder were OAE projects last March,
right?
And so they're for sale this year.
Oh, I got
so
you.
So we're simultaneously working on some competition projects. Last year was our first year to compete in the OAE Ag Mechanics Show. And so some of them are working on stuff that won't be ready till March, until OAE. But then most of us are pushing to be have a project ready by November 30th, which is our annual project auction at the Civic Center.
Right. All right. And then that's coming up. And what that'll be in the evening, won't it?
Yes, 6:30.
The dinner is by donation, and it is Blue Mountain Smoke is donating.
How good's that?
He's cooking the meat.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
Blue Mountain's awesome.
Everybody's invited.
Everybody's invited, and it's donation only?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, so how many items are you guys going to have on the auction deal? You know?
Like 100 or less, right?
Yes, correct. Tell them.
There we go.
Because we got 150 students, but they're all kind of working on some projects together.
Groups,
so it's less projects and students.
So you talk about last year was the first time you guys entered into the OYE mechanics. Did you guys do any good?
Yes, actually, this mobile deer cleaning station, Braxton Thompson built that.
Right.
And it's been a long time since March.
No.
But he placed, the hay bale feeder placed. I don't remember if the utility trailer placed or not. The utility trailer is getting a fresh coat of paint. Since
right.
March. The hay bale feeder has gotten tweaked. The hinges were a little bit tight.
Was that utility trailer stored out there at the Civic Center for a little bit?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think I've seen
it.
Yeah, because it was right after that deal.
The hinges
there.
Were real tight on this bale feeder, which is how my husband wanted it. He didn't
right.
want them swinging open real easy. But we've worked on the pins for that. That was some of the feedback from the
Well,
judges.
The cows will loosen those hinges up
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll knock it around. Some new things we have this year. We've got some quilts that an FFA grandma has made. We've got a scarf. Jennifer Simon, the kids' Spanish teacher at the high school, she has a crochet club, and so she crocheted us a big brown and white wool scarf.
All right.
The best part is all these projects, as the kids finish them up, they're going to be in a Facebook album. We've already started it. There's a few on there. We're adding to it every day. You can go and see these things. You can even bid early if you'd like to.
And that's on the Elk City FFA chapter page.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so, like I said, we usually have about, we try to auction off 100 or less items. We'll have a few silent auction items. We have some gift baskets. And then these guys over here, I'm going to let them tell you what they're building for the auction.
Let's go. I want to hear it. Get up close to that mic.
Me and two other sophomores that are in my class are working on a wraparound tree stand for the project auction and OYE. And then the sophomores are working on another trailer for OYE.
Right. What's the wraparound tree stand? Tell everybody what a wraparound tree stand is.
So it's like a normal tree stand, but you got hinges on it where you can wrap it around the tree, so if you need to move or shift to shoot, get a better shot on the deer or whatever you're hunting, you can, so you're not stuck looking one way.
Is it noiseless?
Yeah, grease it up real good.
Whatever. I'm a deer hunter. You're not getting that by me. So, anyway, so is it ladder or non? No ladder. Is it got a ladder?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. So if they change directions on your trails, you can – just moving around pretty
yeah,
easy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. What do you got going over there? You've been sitting here putting thumbs. You want to talk, Mr. Price?
No, I'm building the fire pit for the auction, and then for OYE, we're building like a hybrid trailer. It's like a flatbed and an enclosed trailer.
Right.
It's about 24 foot long. So.
How big's your fire pit?
It's probably like 32 inches by 32 inches.
Right.
It's not super big, but it's pretty good size.
No, that's a nice size.
Yeah.
Who wants to cut logs bigger than 32 inches
yeah.
anyway? So
yeah.
anyway, so I got you guys all in here, and we've said it five or six times already. What do you guys think about OYE? Are they not stepping their game up with the shooting sports and these ag mechanic stuff? What do you guys think? What do you think about OYE, Mr. Price?
I think it's a really good thing for the state and even the nation, but yeah, I think it's pretty good. I used to show pigs, actually, and it was all like always a great time going up there. So,
yeah. And what? Uh-oh.
Update from the other ag teacher. The utility trailer was third overall in the trailer division.
Oh,
my
cool.
Mistake, that was my first ag mechanic show. So, actually, I think I think all the projects that we took last year placed. And right. besides these, there was also Andrew and Aiden Muse, that are brothers that are in FFA.
Yeah.
They built a metal shop table on wheels.
I got
and
you.
I believe it placed also at OAE last year. Right. So it was a great run for the first year.
So this was you guys, it was Elk City's first year to get into the Ag Mechanic. Have they just started it, didn't they? You're just here recently? It's not been going on. I can't remember.
No,
sorry.
The Ag Mechanic show at OAE, I want to say it's only in about its third year.
Yeah.
The major reason we got involved at the point that we did is because, well, part of it is just working on the kids' skills in general, shop skills. You have to start somewhere, right. and it takes a while before you can build a trailer that looks nice to take to a competition and compete and hang. But also OYE changed they kind of worked out some of the kinks and the rules and the placings and if your item places or if your item makes the premium sale, and it has a lot to do with how we pay for the materials and the auditors and where the prize money goes back to, and does it go to a kid or does it go to the FFA or does it go to the school district account, and because who bought the materials, and it's just really hard to track all that down to every welding rod and right. every part. And so when they kind of worked the kinks out on some of that and made it a little clearer, I think they put a reserve on some of them because some of the chapters weren't getting their money back what they had invested to make these really impressive projects. And so when they got a lot of that straightened out and clarified, made it a little bit easier for some of the schools to enter like us.
I got you. That makes sense. I figured it was something. Yeah. It wasn't really political. It was just trying to get everything ironed out.
Yes. If you've ever met my husband, the shop teacher, he's a rule follower. So we were
going to
make sure we were not crossing the auditors.
Oh, cool. So did all you guys get to go to the OYE competition?
Oh, I have not yet. No.
You haven't yet? So are you on this year, I guess?
I think so, yeah.
All right, cool. Back to you, young man, because you keep pointing at everybody else, so I'm going to pick on you. So what was that other project that you said that was going on besides the wraparound tree stand that you had going on?
Our sophomore class is working on another trailer.
Utility trailer?
Yeah, similar to Carson Price's, their class, but ours is just a little bit smaller. And it's got a little gate on it to where you can put two ATVs inside the trailer, but it folds down into your truck bed so you can put another one in your bed without having to ramp it up in there.
Oh, how cool is that?
Tell them who all is working on that with you.
Evan Wiersma, Drayton Parks, Johnny and Luke, me, Austin Metter. You probably know Jill.
I don't know her. I don't know Austin either. I know their mom, though. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. So this, you say you can load it from the trailer into the back of the pickup? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
How about a golf cart? Is that going to work for a golf cart?
You could, yeah. I don't know if you can get it into your bed, but you can get it on the trailer.
But you got to have a full-size bed for a golf cart.
Probably.
So. But the ATV, that'll work out pretty slick.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's stop right there. Let me go to break. When we come back, we'll finish up. How about that? We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag, Jimmy Clark.
Get a new CF Moto off-road vehicle or motorcycle at the CF Moto Power Fest sales event with financing as low as 0.99% or no payments for 7 months on off-road vehicles. Or get up to $3,000 on select off-road vehicles and up to $1,250 on non-current motorcycles. Visit CFMotoUSA.com for details. CF Moto. Experience more together. Financing is subject to credit approval. Additional terms and restrictions may apply. Void where prohibited. Excludes U-Force 1000XL.
Visit your CF Motorsports dealer, Elk City Power Sports, at their new location, 723 South Main Street in Elk City.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas, on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale-per-hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The Pasture Range and Forage Rainfall Insurance Program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the from the OCA break, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Well, I've picked Benson, Oklahoma for your ag weather update, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Benson's population is 2. Found that out. 65 degrees, dew points 48, humidity's 55. The winds are out of the east southeast at 9. 24-hour rainfall 0, 10-day 0.03, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 57 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 0.2, sunset 5:36. So if you're in your bow stand at 6:06, put it down. It becomes illegal after 6:06. So anyway, mostly sunny, 67 degrees, 40 degrees tonight, and 66 tomorrow. So anyways, going to be a nice week, looks like, for November, especially the deer. Any of you guys going deer hunting this weekend, this Saturday? Raise your hand, say aye. Look at you. You surprised me. Cool. You're a non-deer hunter. All right. Anyway, that's cool. Anyway, 4 out of 5. That's not bad. How about you? Now, anyway, well, we just ended with this young
the heifer show this weekend. Yeah, that's what we're gonna be doing.
Oh,
there's a heifer show at the Civic Center.
I forget. Yeah, yeah, I know Brent will be in here tomorrow.
Yep, that's what we're doing. Anyway, that's what I'm doing Saturday.
Well, there's some deer in that creek behind the Civic Center. So anyway, we were talking with you about your deal, but this, what you guys are building, is going to OYE, so it won't go in the sale till next year, correct? All right, I had somebody text in, I'm going to buy it. No, not until next year, right? All right. Okay, back to you, young lady. You're holding a phone full of information.
We are still looking for donations of money or items, but we'd also like to thank the people that have already donated towards our auction this year, which is Magnolia Sage, Buffalo Creek, Chad and Jennifer Simon, Culver Electric, Tiffany and Andy Shelton, Price Farms, Janning Welding, and Broadway Flowers.
Oh, cool. Okay, so what do you guys do with all that money?
And that's super encouraging, because we haven't even, we'll have these flyers, and later this week we'll take them and plaster them around town and invite people to come to the dinner and to the auction. And so this is great to have this many donors before we've really even hit the ground asking.
It's money in the bank.
Yeah, that's great. This is our biggest fundraiser. We sell blue and gold because everybody loves to eat it. But as much as groceries have gone up, there's just not as much profit there.
Right.
And
the margins are tight.
Right. But they are on metal as well. So I think you're going to notice a few more wood projects this year, and I'm really impressed. They look very good.
Cool.
We're going to have a few more wood projects this year just because the price of metal is so high, and paint and everything else. But that's also why the kids work in groups. So,
so if you can get somebody to donate some metal to the chapter, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yes, and especially if we're also working on a project concurrently for Eric Buckmaster. He's buying materials, and he wants a cattle chute, I think is what it is. And I think that's maybe some more older guys, junior, seniors, that are working on that for him.
Okay.
And so we don't, that's a pretty big undertaking. But we, when we finish with him, we might be open to another project.
All right. Well, if somebody just still wants to come by and donate some metal, they're more than welcome.
Oh, always. Yes.
Yes.
And that's what Price Farms.
Yeah.
Price Cattle. That's where we got some metal and some pipe, and right. we use it all the time.
Right.
We kind of have a back stock, and we just use it for all kinds of different things.
So if you guys got some metal laying around, going to waste on the farm that you're saving for some project you're never going to do, Elk City FFA or any FFA chapter right. would love to have some free metal. Because it caught, that metal is ridiculous.
Yeah, and right now we're good on pallets, but sometimes, I mean, we'd even, you know, sometimes even lumber. If there's something you have right. left over, you just never know.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff made. We had at our Quail Forever banquet auction the other night, we had a really cool flag made out of pallet that was engraved into the wood. It was very, very neat.
Speaking of flag, I've got, I think, two or three different boys working on
flag pallets.
Different stains. Well, not pallets, but different wood stain projects that are going to look like American flags.
Oh, so, awesome.
Yeah.
Hey.
And of course,
America.
Of course, November 30th, there'll be a few Christmas spirit items, too.
Okay.
For the love of your life. If she needs a little more Christmas decor, I'm sure nobody's hurting for Christmas decorations, but if you want something handmade and one of a kind, we're going to have a few of those pieces, too.
Coming up, what, November 30th,
yes.
correct? What time?
Yes, November 30th at 6:30 p.m.
And
at the Civic Center.
At the Civic Center. Yes, and then the food's going to be donated, or it's by donation only, or not only, but anyway, donation by Blue Mountain, yep. which is great.
Yeah. So,
all are welcome.
Yeah,
all are welcome, and you want to come there early to get the food so you can go sit down and eat and watch the auction.
See the projects.
All right, yeah, because you got 100 items on the auction, so it'll be...
Yeah.
It goes pretty cool. Who does the auction?
Well, Jeremy Justice, but this man right here has been to auctioneer. Have you been to auctioneer school?
Oh,
school.
You should have told me
yes,
that.
This
here
has
we
been
go.
Ringman school.
So
he's in charge of that, and he's your junior?
Sophomore.
He's a
sophomore,
but we're working up towards he'll be the auctioneer in a couple years.
No,
that's exactly why
get
this
up to
man,
the mic.
That's why this man is here today.
I got this B&L Red Angus Cup. For sale, auction it off. Let's hear it. Yeah, you guys help me out here. Go.
All right, okay.
Come on.
Would have been 30, now 5, now would have been now 35, now 40, now 40, would have been about 5, now 50, 50, 55, now bid down 50, now 60, now 60, now 70, 77, 70, now bid 70, 80, 80, 80.
Sold!
Bang! Oh my God,
that's awesome. Well, you just made my day.
Me too.
Hey, what are you doing September 28th? Of 2024.
I don't know, probably nothing.
Good. Might let you come out and do the auction for the Quail Forever banquet. How's that?
That's fine with me.
That'd be fun.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
It's all in good spirit. You're good. I like it. Are you gonna do it for a career?
I was thinking about it, yeah.
Like cattle, or are you just gonna do like
I was gonna do like I got into like the auto sales and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I got a guy, I went to the Ringman school with him. He was, he got like the auctioneer of the year and see all that stuff. And he's been kind of like teaching me and helping me get all like through it.
I may be slacking as an FFA advisor. Did you know there's a brand new FFA CDE event? Like they have livestock judging, meats judging. This is the very first year Oklahoma FFA is hosting an auctioneering CDE competition.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Get it started.
You get
so.
So
I think I got one signed up. Yeah,
you'll have to keep me updated on that. That'd be pretty cool. So what's the name of your auctioneer company gonna be?
Dude, I don't know that yet. I don't know.
Is he gonna be your manager?
Yeah, if he wants to be. Heck yeah, I'll be his manager.
He needs a manager.
Mm-hmm.
he does. All right. So November 30th, we're about to run out of time. November 30th at the Civic Center here in Elk City, starting at what time again?
6:30.
All right, and get there early, get your food, sit down, eat, and eat and bid. How about that? And then you need to go around. You need to be the one helping the, if it's Jeremy, you need to help Jeremy. Give him relief. Every now and then he is long-winded. You need to say, sir, you need to sit down. Let me take this.
I'll try to.
Exactly the plan.
Awesome. Anything else you guys want to let them know? We've got about 30 seconds.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, no, anytime. You guys, come, any FFA school in our listening area, if you ever need come on the show to do exactly what these young kids here and their ag teacher did, you're more than welcome, because we are 110% behind the FFA. So anyway, thank you. Very good job. You guys have a good day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.
White and blue flapping in the wind. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KEZO, Elk City.
Sending a message to Iran. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A third round of U.S. airstrikes hitting Iran.